There's a Peace and Socialite, and I'm with the Elders of Hip Hop on the Hip Hop Digest Show.
I feel like MCs in general, be it male or female, just are either not interested or just plain afraid of giving their opinion. Because that's what MCing used to be about. It used to be about you stand for something. Like, you knew what Chuck D believed. You knew what KRS-One thought. You just had you had more of an MC. You knew more of what they were about and what they stood for.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, Ezo Grigio. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
Tapper John.
Yeah. Yeah, Tapper John, MD.
That's what's good, yo. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day, sir.
And to you.
Indeed. So, I guess we're not going to chit-chat too much. Let's just dive right in the pool.
Oh, shit. Deep in, or we gonna walk out?
Nah, you're gonna angle.
Yeah, good question.
This is angle deep right here, man.
So we're just walking out. Yeah. We're gonna walk out to the deep end. All
right. Yeah, this is angle deep right here. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest Show is Dave Chappelle said he heard an exclusive leak from the Madlib produced Black Star reunion album. According to Dave Chappelle, you know, I got an exclusive leak, exclusive.
How come Jay Chappelle sound like Jay-Z?
Oh, I don't know.
Right there.
The same voice. Maybe that's just your voice when you talk about other people.
Yeah, when I get in a character, all the characters are the same. So
well, this ain't no shade at Dave Chappelle on that, is it?
No, I'm just saying, I was just trying to get into the spirit of the topic here, where he's basically saying he heard that joint and it's fire, okay? And he just wanted to let people know that this album is coming. Conversely, back in 2018, when everybody was all hot and bothered, the album didn't materialize, but apparently Madlib revealed that Black Star has recorded 8 tracks so far. Where's Waldo? That's what I'm asking.
So what are you saying? They should release a single by now?
I'm saying that when you're dealing with ultra flighty guys and Yasiin Bey, you know, like Andre 3000, real flighty guys, you know what I'm saying? Just sort of like cloud where the wind blows type of guys.
So you got to catch them when you get them.
I mean,
just run with it.
Yeah, you to me, you got to. And then, you know, then of course, you know, Talib Kweli, he another cat. He's not a flighty guy, but you know, he get on it.
He got some panda gear.
Yeah, exactly. Buddy. You know what I mean? So, you know, Black Star. Look, I hope it happens. I'm hoping that today's trends don't, you know, the worst possible thing you can do is try to, dare I say the T word, involved with those two MCs. I just can't do it.
Well, if Madlib's producing the whole thing, I don't even know how to even go down that road.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
And I trust Dave Chappelle's hip hop. I you know what I'm saying? Just if you just look at that Block Party thing he did, who did he have out there?
Oh,
you know what
of I'm course. Saying?
So,
no doubt.
So for him to give a cosign like that, I don't give a fuck when it comes out. I just hope that it comes out.
Yeah.
I just want to hear it.
No doubt.
And that is where the flighty part comes in.
Right.
Nigga, get a couple more tracks in, be like, ah, fuck, I ain't feeling this shit.
Right.
I can't do this.
Nah, we ain't putting it out.
Somebody got to be Larry Leaker.
You ain't heard that from me.
Shit.
So
I said it, but I ain't do it.
No doubt. So again, shout to Madlib, who is, I'll tell you what, man, that would be, what another feather in his camp if he could get that record out. You know what I'm saying? What a year he's having so far. So shout to him. All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is 5 years ago tonight, or today, I should say, Friday, was the shooting and killing of Michael Brown by police. According to the NPR news title, progress is slow. No, there is no progress, NPR. Michael Brown's family will not see justice. Police will not be prosecuted. There's really no justice for African Americans as far as this situation is concerned on a lot of levels. But 5 years ago, doesn't even seem like it was 5 years.
Nah, it doesn't. It doesn't. Time just continues. That just lets you know how time just flows on no matter what. Like you were never here. And like you said, he'll never, the family won't see any justice. Not at least the type of justice they should get. They won't get that. They might just get a little stipend, but they won't get no full justice.
Well, they will never get it. Even if this whole thing were to be somehow miraculously overturned and retried and all that kind of shit, it still doesn't take away from all of this, this 5 years. Like you said, to most of us, it's like, damn, it's been 5 years? But to them, it's like, damn.
This shit's dragging on. Yeah. Years. Exactly. It's like you sitting there in a fire burning up. Nigga, 2 seconds is a fucking long time burning up in a fire.
Right.
The nigga just watching you like, he was only 2 seconds. Okay, nigga, put your ass in there for 2 seconds.
And I know we done been on this dude for a minute, but that just makes it, it's an even lower low feeling to someone who would say what that shit that ASAP Rocky said, yo.
Oh, them niggas, that's a tone deaf nigga right there. He don't, I mean.
That describes him perfectly.
Yeah.
Tone deaf.
Yeah, he's just a tone deaf nigga. And what it was for him is what he was doing for him personally and shit. Modeling and hanging out in Europe and doing all that and shit. So, I mean, he got to do what he got to do. I guess for me, I'm wondering, I mean, I know there's a lot of hyperbole on this show about stuffing niggas in cans or catching a nigga in, you know, that type of shit. But I don't know, I mean, who I am. I'm not really saying that I would ever be prepared unless, you know what I'm saying, my wife or my kids or something like that are in mortal danger that I could kill someone. And I just wonder what's up with real talk, yo, white police on that level. I mean, they're unconscious about killing niggas, yo. I mean, for nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like a fucking, you know, armed robbery, felon, kidnapping craziness. I mean, these motherfuckers is just, you know, they murder an African-American men and sisters, too. You know, shout out the family of Sandra Bland. Just unconscious with that shit, yo.
But that goes so far back. It's so deep. Like, if Jim Crow is deep with us, how far is it with them, B?
Yeah, real talk.
We aren't the only ones affected by all that shit.
Real talk.
They were affected by it, too.
I'm sorry. I'm just tripping to even be thinking that we're having this discussion, yo. I mean, it's just, it is sad. I was thinking about that shit Ronald Reagan said. And when we were kids coming up in that Ronald Reagan era, it was crazy, but it's like now in this time, we would never think that we would have gotten to the point where we have the kind of president where we have now and people like him that support him. You would think we will be way past that, but we're sadly not.
No doubt, no doubt. And again, it's funny that Reagan thing, my only quick story about Reagan is the Green Park boxes. And how during the Carter administration, every summer we had those. And then when Reagan came in, that whole program got cut and shut down. And that was the first summer that niggas started going to jail.
And if folks don't understand, the green boxes in the parks was like, yo, you was a kid. It was kickballs in there. They had a tetherball.
Yeah.
Arts and crafts and shit.
Little box hockey and shit.
Yeah.
That was that good shit.
No doubt.
It went away.
Yeah, I never forget it. That first summer of Reagan is when that shit went away and niggas started going to jail. And, too, I guess that coincides with the first summer of crack. So,
yeah.
You know, what can I say about that?
History.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is J. Cole's controversial, or what they call a controversial autistic lyric scrubbed from Drake's Jodeci's freestyle. Now, this thing called Jodeci Freestyle was released on June 22nd, 2013 as a part of a four-track thing that they did on OVO's blog. I guess Blackface and them niggas had a blog and shit, and they was releasing joints. So, apparently there's this lyric that J. Cole says, and bear with me, I'm just reading it. Let me read it. He is like, go check the numbers, dummy. I'm just getting started. I'm autistic. Y'all niggas is autistic retarded. So, that's the lyric. And apparently that is now scrubbed from any new offerings. Matter of fact, when you look up that record and you look under how, you know, them sites that print the lyrics, it is scrubbed from those sites as well. Now, I'm saying to myself, damn, I'm sure that there are no physical copies unless you happen to have the MP3 and then you burned it or you happen to have it saved on your personal device. This is the type of thing where, and they're not understanding metaphor. And number two, how the hell are you going to scrub the you're scrubbing the new versions? I mean, what are we doing? I'm not saying that old records don't get scrubbed. I mean, me and Kurt G be listening to lyrics on some of this shit in here and be like, there's no way that shit gets released.
Yeah, be
some of that coochie rap shit.
All the F-bombs niggas was dropping and not talking about.
It goes beyond.
The world that rhymes with maggot.
Right. It goes right, no doubt. So, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, damn, yo, I mean, they, and of course, Blackface and J. Cole, you know, they got out in front real quick, apologized. J. Cole talking about, I should have known better. And I know they got bigger fish to fry, but.
CB, I got a problem with
okay,
that.
My man.
I got issues with that because he ain't got a problem with it. He got a problem with how people see it. That's what he has a problem with. The way people view it now is what he has a problem with. Because if he had a problem with it, he wouldn't have said it. So I got a problem with you apologize for some shit you ain't got to apologize for. You said it. You meant it at the time, whatever you said. It was just a rhyme, some shit, like you said, metaphor. Trying to be some slick shit. I get it. Came off real clever. But now it sounds like you're being insensitive. I get it.
Listen to me, brothers. Luther Campbell risked his career to make sure you could say what you wanted to say on record, yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
Yes. And we got people scrubbing records. Do you know how much what they call art would need to be scrubbed if this is what we're doing now?
All these paintings out here of naked fucking people. Are you scrubbing those too?
Well,
are we rewriting Uncle Tom's Cabin? Take Nigger Joe out of there?
Well, you can certainly rewrite Uncle Tom's Cabin, but
Uncle
I know
Bear it, Finn, whatever that shit was.
No, right. I got you, and I guess the point I'm saying is, for me, it gets down to the simple fact that people, again, so many people don't know hip hop. People don't know sometimes words have double and triple your meanings. You know, and combined with other words to kind of make a point.
That's the greatness of it.
Right. I mean, but because people don't know and everybody's taking everything at a literal face value, they know
it's
nothing
just,
about hip-hop.
Call it what it is. It's fucking sensitivity to the highest fucking level, my nigga. Niggas is too sensitive and very, very fucking afraid of saying anything that might offend the next nigga.
So, let me do this. In the peanut gallery on the comments, somebody was said, in a genre where black men boast about the genocide of his environment and the dehumanization of black women, is this the best y'all could come up with? Now, I don't know if he meant that towards J. Cole or at least the other people in the peanut gallery who were saying the whole record should have been pulled. Mm. I mean, they were going like that. The whole record should have been pulled. You know,
and them boys got out there and said, I'm sorry,
I apologize,
I'll take it out.
Not Anita Baker,
yes,
I apologize. Oh, whoa, man, it's crazy.
Freedom of speech,
Freedom like you
of
said,
expression.
Like you said, Luther Campbell risked his career, Ice-T risked his career. You know?
You know, the other flip side of that is if you don't like it, just don't listen. Turn it off.
It's not that type of world, nigga.
Damn.
It's not that. Don't tell me to turn it off. Don't you make it.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
So that's what's good, yo. I don't know. I tell you what, that's why I love the physical. That's why I love the physical. That's why I love
that.
Yeah, you can't change the, you can't scrub, right. That's why I love the physical. You know what I'm saying? Right. You just can't sanitize, you can't scrub it. It's what it is. It's baked in and all this other shit. You know, these young rappers, man. Y'all got a lot to deal with.
Young rappers need teaching.
All right, no doubt. So, all right, let's keep it moving here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this is a wonderful text chain situation that we're about to go into heavy. Shout out to Peter Oasis, a long time hearing from him on the text chain. But he posted a poster, promotional poster, of a No Limit reunion tour. It had everybody you can think of that was on No Limit, or just about, on a reunion tour. And he was said, is this, how did he frame that shit, Kerr G?
I'm pulling it up right
He's
now.
Pulling it up right now.
Yes, sir. I'm pulling
technology.
It up.
Technology.
Yes. I'm going to the picture.
So he framed it in a certain way. Does this go. Have he value?
Said, yeah, he says, does this mean anything in today's concert marketplace?
And I'm saying probably not other outside of their home states, or maybe three or four other states. Is that No Limit get together gonna be big in somewhere else? I don't know. Minnesota? Probably not. I mean, but
yo, they have fans in Maryland. They have fans all over, yo. They have a I don't want to say cult in the term of cult, but they had a following, including our man Diff. Yeah, he had a following, yo.
Yo, no doubt. And Diff, of course, you know, he was job getting hammered a little bit on the text chain. But again, when Diff was
I respect Diff, because you know what?
Yes, sir.
In the face of all this negativity of niggas like us who was like, what the fuck is you doing listening to this bullshit, nigga? He still was like, you know what? He still fucks with this shit. He still fuck with No Limit.
Right.
And gotta respect that.
No doubt. No doubt. And actually is the No Limit go-to guy when you really want the history. You have so many of those CDs. Now, one thing I could say about that, I tend to look at things from my perspective is in collectability. There's a local record store. This nigga had an entire crate of like No Limit records that he couldn't sell. I don't know why. All that Mr. Servon, all these other niggas. I mean, them shits was in the dollar crate. Now, I don't know what eBay and I don't know what Discogs is doing. Maybe he didn't give a fuck if he could get more. But in the DC market, specifically Rockville, Maryland, couldn't get no money for them Jones. He wanted them out of store. He said he was taking up space.
You know what I would buy them shits for?
What's that?
I'd buy them shits for the album covers, yo. That's the era of the blinged out album covers, isn't it?
Now, this is the key thing.
Now, he started that bullshit.
But this is the key thing.
He was one of them people that started that.
None of those records had those blinged out covers.
Oh,
CDs.
Man.
It was the CDs. The records just came in black sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. No, some of that shit is a lot of that shit is very artistic. I got to give P that.
That shit looked like some crazy shit. This shit looks so fake. Oh, nigga standing there with a dog and all this blinged out shit around them. That shit, damn.
But I give him credit though. That shit was dope. The artwork to me was dope.
All them shits in a hallway, like a fucking mural. Like just them shits in a hallway, yo.
Yeah, that shit is dope.
Now, right. Looking back, I was clowning back then. But looking back now, like shit.
Right. So I gotta think that if you have the lion's share of those artistic type CDs, then I figure, you know, you'd probably have a little bit of money. I think I own two of those. One was that horrible Snoop Dogg. I was going to reach to find it, but I'm not looking for it. Fuck it.
It's that horrible. He's not even going to waste time looking for it.
Right. It was that horrible Snoop Dogg, which I bought. And it was another, I think it was one of them, I got the hookup CDs and shit. Or one of them cell phone hookup movies he was making. So, that's what's up, man.
P even got your money.
He did, at least once. At least so, once.
All that said, do you think it'd be viable?
I'm saying no.
I'm saying it'll be viable. It depends on where it's at. If he tries to come up to certain places, niggas ain't fucking with him, especially depending on what the price is of that shit. How much they charging to get up in that motherfucker.
Right, right.
But he got that south, man. I mean, the Louisiana and all that area down. In California, parts of Cali, too. So.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that, again, that he's popular in those areas, no doubt, but is he popular enough to fill, let's say, a decent-sized arena? I mean, so, because you were just at a concert.
Yeah.
And Hammer, at one point, was the biggest guy on the planet. Okay, you were just at an event, but Hammer needed a lot of other counterweights because Hammer Dolo don't get.
Oh, well, all I know is whether it was for him or whoever, the stadium was packed. So people was there to see him.
Okay, well.
He had a following.
Let's see if that happens. I personally don't think it happens. I mean, I'm not player hating Master P or none of that. I mean, I was an ice cream guy, you know. I don't give a fuck about them.
Look, C-Murder ain't gonna be in there. He made one of the only records I ever liked from there anyway.
Oh, right.
Mother Nickies.
Yeah, no, that's true. I did like that record, and I was a big ice cream guy. That particular record, that beat was haunting to me, yo. To this day, I love that record. So, you know, again, shout to all those who are affected by that. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to author Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison in the 1960s became the first black female editor at fiction at Random House. Toni Morrison, as I go into this, you know, again, her career was so big and so expansive. We can't cover that accurately on this show. I'm just touching on a couple of things. Morrison was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993. Also was the first black woman to do so. Okay. Her most celebrated work was Beloved, which was made into a 1988 film. Now, I'm not a guy who reads like books like that or like what Toni Morrison wrote. But I do know about Beloved and the controversy surrounding it. Harpo, Oprah, and them made the movie. African-Americans didn't support it. That's when you had the whole back and forth about you can't make no highbrow. Only thing African-Americans is want to watch trash. Your boy Tyler Perry got thrown into the mix. Spike Lee, everybody was commenting on the fact that they spent good money making Beloved some high black literature, authored by Toni Morrison, of course. But African-Americans wasn't down with it. Swerving, help me out here. You know, I think you might be more... akin to that than me, but
yo man, I see where you're going, but my whole point of thought is who now will be remembered like her and other legends that have been, you know, before us and during us. Who now could we name?
Oh, I see where you're going. Well, first of all, no, I mean she is the best of black excellence. I get what you're saying. And what you're saying is, who is that now?
Yeah.
On that level.
It's gone. The greats are leaving here. So who do we have in place that we could name? Like, I don't know. I'm sure there is.
Well, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you anything about the literary world because I don't read books like that. I'm not, more
not
of a
not,
I'm more of a technical novel guy.
Not just literary. Just overall. Overall, like, I'm just saying we all have a mortality that we got to face, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of people that were our legends are leaving the earth now. Who now is like them when they were young becoming legends? Who is the legends of now?
You know what, though? I don't know. I mean, I think that you had Black academia who was knew about Toni Morrison. I don't think that she was in a larger collective consciousness amongst Black people in that way until, you know, after the Nobel, in my opinion. I don't know. Again, like I said, you know, it's the wrong show because I don't really know anything
No doubt.
So, you know, it's hard for me to say, you know. So, but I just remember that whole controversy with Oprah and them. Everybody upset because the movie didn't make any money, you know. So, I don't know.
Did you see it?
I did not.
I saw it, but just not for a few years ago. So, I don't know. Maybe it just didn't have a draw.
Okay. That's what's up. And also, we want to say rest in paradise to Cliff Branch. I only say that because, of course, we both have the same last name. Cliff Branch, a former world-class sprinter who was one of the NFL's top deep threats in the 70s and 80s, won 3 Super Bowls and 14 seasons with the Raiders. Okay? Me particularly, Cliff Branch did damage. Although I was always thrilled to see my last name on the back of that jersey, but in Super Bowl 15 as an Eagle fan, he killed us, you know. And then not even really killing us like big time, because he only had 5 receptions for 67 yards.
But that one.
But those 2 touchdowns is just a dagger.
Long one.
Yeah, no, just he killed us. So, you know, we want to say rest in paradise to Cliff Branch, and you know, and it's our generation, because you know, the Raiders and they used that NBC television and playoff games against Pittsburgh and
Miami,
and the Raiders are there every year, and Cliff Branch is there all the time. So that was job big, you know, I think for our generation, not so much for
Lester Hayes with the stick'em.
Right, all that Lester Hayes, that, and yes, yeah, all of that, Jim Plunkett, and you know, just stabbed the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I just
Wilbur Montgomery.
So, no doubt, we want to say rest in peace to those fine African American kings and queens as well. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the pick of West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, and Jay-Z. Had a lot of people talking. Now, the headlines to most blogs was West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher signed to Roc Nation. Okay. I don't know if they did that. The deal is unclear. No one is saying whether if it's a record deal or it's just a management deal. Okay. But it had a lot of people talking. You know, Buffalo has come up. People were also talking about what's the deal over at Shady. Folks over at Shady had the deal. Folks get out of the deal. Is it just Conway at Shady now? I mean, what's the paperwork talking about here? I kind of look at it like this. Eminem, who still has a very good ear to the street, I believe, saw it first. But I also believe that Eminem's management team didn't know how to react to that. Eminem saw it, but his management team, Paul Rosenberg and all them, what do we do? If you're Eminem, you immediately get all 3 of those guys and you put them on a 100-city tour, 120 cities, and you work the product. I don't know why that didn't happen. I don't know what's going on over at Shady. Only Eminem and those guys can speak to that. Jay-Z, who doesn't, I believe, have his ear to the street as much as Eminem does, is a Johnny Come Lately. Job, a little bit of an opportunist. Maybe saw a little glimpse. You know, he likes that word, a little peek. decided to run up on West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, and, you know, let's see if we can get some noise out of this situation. Kurt G, what happens here? Are we seeing what we think we're seeing? Is Buffalo going to lead New York back to prominence?
Well, first off, let me give shout out to Wes Dino from the text chain, because he was the first one to pop the picture up.
Oh, of course.
He put the picture up and he asked this question. He said to us, all three of us, at each one of us, is this the sign that we were looking for? Seeing that pick of those three guys plus Jay. Is this the sign we were looking for as far as New York hip hop making a comeback, as far as that type of shit? So I'm going to answer his question like I did on the chain. I said, it is a good sign. I like to see that. It is a very good sign. And hopefully more artists of that ilk get signed and starts getting deals, because then we can start seeing New York make a turn and they can get off the South's dick finally and get back to doing their own shit. But as far as Jay-Z being an opportunist, that's funny as fuck. As far as him being an opportunist, I'm going to say you probably got some truth in that, because like you said, he already seen them get a deal. So I guess he figured it was less of a, I guess I'm trying to think of that word you were using last week with Jamie Dupree, less of a risk. Unless it was less of a risk of signing these guys to a management deal or to a label deal, since he's seen the Shady do it already.
Swerve.
So, the answer of this question is yes. I see that it definitely could open a door for a different sound. But as we discussed a few weeks ago, I hope it doesn't, you know, in this copycat industry, I hope it doesn't, everybody just is all of a sudden crime rappers or whatever, you know, we want to classify that. You know what I'm saying?
You try to do that, but see, the thing is that Conway and especially Benny, these guys are above average MCs.
Right.
I mean, you're right. You can trot out the jalopy with a new coat of paint, but if these guys can't MC, you're gonna notice that. And again, that's the reason why I call Jay an opportunist. I mean, Jay knows who rhymes well. Jay know who rhymes well, and he knew that them kids from Buffalo was on some next shit. Okay. But that motherfucker was not going to risk his reputation, okay?
But that leads me to my second thought on it, is that the history of Mr. Carter signing people that are bubbling, ready to pop, it just goes away. It's gone.
Strewn like disabled cars on the side of the highway?
Next thing you know, them niggas is dating blue bloods. You know what I'm saying?
But the only thing is, in their favor is that these niggas just keep on making music no matter what. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck whether they got a deal or not. Cause even though they was on Shady, them niggas kept on putting out shit. It didn't matter because they got their own shit. They don't need a deal to put out shit. They got their own shit.
So,
but did Jay Elec have his own shit?
Did who?
Jay Elec? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think that was a straight Jay-Z deal, but the album couldn't come together. Again, I never forget what Jay-Z told Pharrell. He was like, yo, I'd have to give you the smartest budget ever. Cold talk for this is a money losing album. How can we put it out without getting our clocks totally cleaned money wise? People not gonna buy the album. Jay-Z probably thought the album was great, but in the era that we was in, he told Pharrell Monk, nigga, I have to give you the most creative budget ever. Cold words for nigga, this shit ain't gonna sell.
But see, nowadays, in this environment, Jay can't lose no money.
Right. Because and even if he does, it's a write-off.
These niggas put out their own shit. So it's like they already got music ready. They got in-house every fucking thing. They're doing whatever they need to do. So all you got to do is just put it out.
But Jay doesn't want to be associated with one, two, or three guys who, when, you know, little jerkwater, backwater USA from Atlanta comes out and he blows up, you know, 60 million on YouTube. And then you got Benny the Butcher and them niggas at 2 million. But, I mean, Jay don't want to be associated with that.
But you know what, B? I'm going to have to go ahead and give, I'm going to have to go ahead and become his lawyer for a second here.
Okay.
Jay, to his credit, whether it's consciously or not, he has not signed any of that Lil Dumb Nigga shit.
He hasn't? You sure about that?
I haven't seen any of that Lil Dumb Nigga shit get signed. None of that.
I've seen him do some favors. I've seen Jazzo getting a solid. I've seen Jada Kiss getting a solid.
But they little dumb niggas. They ain't little dumb. No.
I'm just saying, I see some solids. I've seen Freeway get a solid. I mean, I see some niggas get solids now.
But I'm saying he ain't signed none of that little dumb nigga shit. Now, he's fucked with some of them. I will say that. He's guilty of fucking with some of them niggas. Maybe on the low or even on the high end with my peoples, when he's fucking with them, with him and wifey.
Yeah, I think that was more for his wife's benefit.
But I'm saying, but he ain't signed none of that shit on that I know about on a level like that. He might have some management deals going on out there because rock management, if a nickel bag gets sold in the park, these niggas is getting in, whether it be basketball or fucking whatever the hell it is, them niggas is getting in for management.
Well, people trust Jay. So, yes, people figure, you know, I'm gonna get paid at least. Jay gonna give me some kind of money.
Do y'all think that Blueface would let Jay-Z rhyme on his record?
I don't like Blueface. I don't particularly give a fuck if he would or not. I don't understand your point.
My point is that he is the hot new shit, right? Blueface, he's one of the hot new shits, right?
That nigga whack.
I said his name, so apparently he's done something noteworthy, right?
Okay.
Whether I like it or not.
Right. I know who Blueface is. I've listened to his material. Okay, so, shit so is
he's,
whack.
He's so, but people know him.
Right,
he's,
correct.
He's socially relevant.
Yes, sir. Okay?
So because of that, in today's climate, even though on everybody's list, Jay-Z's number one, do you think Blueface would let Jay-Z rhyme on his record?
Yes, he would, because it would get him views. It would get him some notifications. Everybody would notice his shit if Jay-Z's on there. No matter who it is, they would notice it. Now, who says that Jay-Z was better or he was better depends on the fan base. Because we might be like, Jay-Z ate that nigga up. But his fan base be like, Jay sounds old and out of touch. That nigga sound whack on that beat.
But again, what's your point, though, B?
I just wondered. Because, you know, Jay-Z is everybody's GOAT, so to speak. Or so it appeared on these shits out online. And for one of these kids that's on right now, that the spotlight is on them, do you think that, even with Jay-Z, have let fucking Coogee Rap rhyme on his record? You know, that's what I'm just trying to say. Do we have a connect like that working, or is that shit just like always? Nah, the new ain't fucking with the old.
Look, let me get back to the subject at hand real quick, yo. To me, I don't know what happened or what's going on or who's running that shit over there. Shady, when they had the whole crew bundled up and the big news is like, oh, they got a deal with Shady. Okay. Look, them niggas over Shady know how to work the record industry and shit. Why weren't they on tour? I can't hear who dropped the ball. Maybe Paul Rosenberg was too busy signing a bunch of unknown lils over at Def Jam and failing miserably over there. Who knows? But I'm just saying. And you got Jay, let me repeat it again, as an opportunist and an opportunist and seeing an opening. Okay, you got fucking Benny and them niggas standing next to him with a bottle of Rothstein and shit. It's just, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? What's really going to happen with this?
So,
you
know what I mean? Now, let me go back to this. This whole thing could be a one big troll. It's just a picture. You know what I'm saying? It's like these niggas see Jay, they take a picture. boom, picture gets put out there, they put it on the social media, and everybody decides they just gonna run with it.
Right, and that's what I said on the outset.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all.
And I said that. I said that the deals surrounding is the details of the deal is unclear. Okay, there was no rollout of the situation, you know, but apparently there's on Shady, somebody through Shady did release something about you're supposed to have a whole Griselda, all three of them, Conway, Westside, and Benny on a joint. So we'll see. I don't know.
Well, it ain't nobody over at Shady, and you know Shady will make some noise if there's some Shady shit going on. He would have said something like, yo, Jay trying to steal my artist. Something would have happened.
Maybe that businessman who we all know is a very lucrative businessman figured out a way to buy that situation. And it was an offer that couldn't be refused.
Well, let me end the topic by saying that I'm, for one, I'm eagerly awaiting some type of major label release from any of the three gentlemen on the whole Griselda movement, you know, South of Buffalo. I don't care if it comes on Rock. I don't care if it comes on Shady. And hopefully enough people are interested in the street cinema, okay? Because that's what these guys are. They're just conducting a very well-oiled street cinema, okay, that people, you know, that they could bring some balance to the game.
Well, let me add one more little thing here, one more little nugget. Some people might take it the wrong way, but I'm all for balance in the game. I'm all about balance, but like Herb said earlier, we don't want this shit to flip all the way to the other side and everybody starts making that type of shit, because I like a loop and a nigga rhyming just as much as the next nigga, but the shit after a while gets tiring. It starts to sound no different than trap music to
me. When every cat's doing it.
Everybody's rhyming over a loop. No beat, no, there's nothing to it. There's no constructive shit to it. It's just a nigga makes a loop and somebody starts rhyming over it. And it sounds no different to trap to me when it comes to that level. Now, I may like it a little more because the nigga's rhyme style is better, but it's still, the niggas are still talking about the same shit that these niggas in the trap is talking about. They ain't talking no different shit. They just say it better than me. I can, my appetite for it is a little bit better. I could take that more. Look, listening to them niggas say it.
This plain speak here on the Hip Hop Digest. They rhyme better. Now, I'm agreeing with you on the principle. You're right. If you got every cat on the looped up, whatever, jazz records, R&B, whatever, with no beat and that type of street cinema, yeah, you're right. It waters down the game. But in plain speak, okay, a lot of these other, whether they be a Lils or Youngs or whoever, they don't rhyme well.
They do not. You're right. Okay. But I do not want to hear a bunch of niggas rhyming over loops either all day long, because it basically you're taking shorts on the beats.
Yes, yes.
No, the producers, where the hell are the producers at? Because anybody can loop up some shit.
And that's
and
where,
start rhyming
right,
over it.
And that's going to be the next front, because I have questioned a lot of who are these cats fucking with. Okay, when it comes down to production, that's the next front in the game. Okay, I'll give you that. So, you know, if you're a trap guy, whatever, you know, more power to you. Keep doing it. Fuck it.
And hell, you might like that shit, that Griselda shit. Like you said, they're telling the same story, just telling them differently.
So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, De La Soul ask fans, not to stream their catalog after negotiations with Tommy Boy breakdown. Tom Silverman is on some major league grease ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, major league grease ball. It's a couple of fronts to this. Tom Silverman, Tommy Boy Records owner, says that they are not in the business of giving artists back their masters. Okay, there you go. Up the wazoo, nigga. Tommy Boy is not in the business of giving artists back their masters. Yo! There it is.
But okay, to Tommy Silverman's favorite, I mean, credit, not even credit. I don't even want to call it that because all these niggas is robbing motherfuckers, but every label does that. Ain't nobody trying to give back no masters. Very few niggas, as far as artists, own their masters.
Okay.
I.e., the reason why a whole bunch of masters burned up in that fucking building that went down.
Ain't that the truth? After 30 years of profiting from our music and hard work, and after 7 long months of stalled negotiations, we are sad to say that we have been unable to reach an agreement and earn the respect from Tommy Boy for our music and our legacy. Once again, the group is asking fans if their catalog should be made available on streaming sites, not to stream the records in question, because they're not getting paid. This is the chief thing. I don't know how quick Tom Silverman is going to want to post a lot of that shit. De La Soul is very sample heavy, and a lot of those samples have not been cleared. And you can best bet the minute it shows up on Apple Music or Spotify, you're going to have people's estates or the artists themselves coming out of the woodwork and saying, I want some goddamn money. So I don't know if Tom Silverman, who is looking like a gigantic, you know, phallus, is going to want to pay sample clearance. I mean, he might, but I don't know. Number two, what do you do with a guy like Tom Silverman? Because let me tell you something, B. Tom Silverman qualifies very nicely for the Hall of Fame.
He
look at Tommy Boy Records. You're talking about everybody from Afrika Bambaataa to De La Soul to
Naughty
by Nature to just so many people on that label. It's incredible.
Oh, he could definitely get a bus in there.
You know, Tommy, you know, what do you do with a guy like Tom Silverman?
Put him in.
You put him in and you say, fuck that nigga. I don't like him, but damn, he's got a fucking history that can't be questioned and, as far as hip hop.
I mean, so.
So he's your T.O.
but I'm just saying, though. I mean, you can put him in, but can you be honest? Can you say we're putting him in, but God, his label deals were just horrendous to the artist? Can you tell the entire story?
B, that with damn near every label, how many artists is getting a favorable deal when it comes to getting label deals? These niggas is getting fucked. Just plain every speak, one. As you said, plain speak, they're getting fucked. That's it.
Oh, wow, yo. I just, unbelievable. That this is happening, yo. This is totally unbelievable. Tom Silverman, who the story really does know, he knows nothing about hip hop until he's invited to the Bronx by Afrika Bambaataa. And then in a few short months later, Planet Rock is out. And then the rest is just incredible history. Just incredible.
Play out.
You know what I mean?
In there.
So
look, you're not gonna Pete Rose him, are you?
Yeah, you know, B, I was thinking about that. I'm thinking about
an asterisk next to him.
Well, I mean, look, this one's
Pete Rose ain't even in.
I know he ain't even in, but I'm just saying, you gonna put an asterisk on this nigga?
That's why I asked the question. What do you do? There's no group probably more respected in the history of hip hop than De La Soul. I mean, bar none. Okay. And you mean to tell me that Tom Silverman, did not want to at least say, I tell you what, we're going to split it. I'm still going to have the lion's share, 51. I'm still controlling, but you'll get 49 or 48 or whatever it works out to be, plus any samples that need to be clear. I want you to come up with 50% of the money. I mean, that's still a hard bargain, but I'm thinking De La Soul takes that deal.
You would think.
I don't know the negotiation. I don't know what De La Soul... I don't know if De La Soul was coming in hard charging, give us our motherfucking masters. They might have been coming in like that. I don't know. But I'm thinking, damn, yo, I think this could have been settled like that.
It could have been, but you're talking about somebody who's a label owner and been a label owner for a long time and knows how this shit works. and knows that he has the upper hand. It's like the NFL. These owners know they got the upper hand. So you're trying to work a deal with me, nigga? Really? I don't need to deal with you. You need to deal with me. So you need to accept what I give you and get the fuck out of here.
Damn, a pack of Newports and Puma sweats.
Basically.
Business, yo.
My God, this is just, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. So no shouts to Tom Silverman, yo. I mean, he is a Hall of Famer. I mean, this is crazy that he is a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. But man, boy, you ain't lying. I like that. Yeah, I'm right now. I'm looking at Pete Rose on the nigga. This is crazy, yo. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I know we just got done talking about Jay. This is just really a quick blurb. I've seen this. Jay-Z and Will Smith to executive produce an ABC series telling Emmett Till's story from his mother's perspective. Apparently, this had been shelved by HBO. Jay-Z and Will Smith had enough of this HBO pussyfooting around and shit and was like, fuck that, nigga. I'm gonna take it over to ABC and get it done. Boy, once again, every week it seems like we are really giving this nigga a pat on the back. And quite frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable continuing to do so.
You smacked him around earlier, though.
I did.
You said the nigga was an opportunist.
I did. Mm-hmm. But man, don't you love it when you see real fucking fuck you Hollywood moves from the likes of a guy like Will and Jay? Just, man, I'm going to get this done. The fuck out of here.
It's about time.
Good God, I love it, B. I love
and
it.
Look who's leading it again. Damn, I'm a fan.
I guess you're going to watch that free Meek Mill joint too, huh? That he executive producing.
No, I'm not really fucking with that.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. B, and
don't
and,
round to it. B, how about that?
Look. And let me tell you something, and I think you need to watch it, okay? Because, again, it's really telling the story. And, again, I tried to do the story here about a compare and contrast with Meek Mill. Meek Mill is ridiculous. And he was still under the thumb of the justice system, you know, well hella past the crime, hella past the statutes of limitations. I mean, and even the shit that he was, it was so fucking pan, a fucking dirt bike, nigga. Yo, get a nigga a ticket for $1,000 and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Shit. You know, but I'm just saying. So, yeah, I think that documentary is not going to be so much about Meek and all that, you know, Philadelphia Eagle trap, you know, championship album shit. It's going to be about the justice system, injustice, and how long they're keeping African-American men, particularly under the thumb of the justice system.
When you put it like that, when you give me the premise and shit like that, yeah, I'm watching it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Damn.
So you're still a fan then?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't about... It was more about how we find ourselves in those positions. You know what I'm saying? Because that's part of it too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This ain't... Wait. Before you get at me, I'm not saying... The banana peels ain't all around us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. But what I also am saying, that knowing that them banana peels are out there, it can give you a little bit of a buffer.
You know.
Instead of saying, fuck these banana peels.
Right. You know that the block is hot before you even step out there. Niggas, you know, as soon as you even think about selling drugs, it's a risk.
Okay,
it's a risk.
I can't let you guys do that.
It's a risk. Before you do it, you know it's a risk. Even though you may not have a choice in your mind that you don't have a choice to do it, and this is what you got to do to make your money, but it's a risk, and you know it's a risk before you do it, and you know the risk of what's going to happen to you, the consequences of what could happen to you if you get caught doing this shit.
So let me ask you a question. So as African Americans, are we still doing this? Are we still saying that, okay, it is a risk? And because on our side of the tracks, you know, we might be selling weed and shit at that time, especially in the 80s, off that crack cocaine shit. And on the other side of the tracks, I don't know what kind of crank them white guys is selling. But again, just like I gave the example about the mayor of York, Pennsylvania, who is the same age as Meek Mill, both caught in felony drug action. okay? And real talk, I don't even know if Meek or even the mayor of York, Pennsylvania was caught, but they were enough around drug action to both be charged with a felony. One becomes an international rap superstar, still under the jail, under the justice system's thumb. The other one becomes the mayor of a small town in Pennsylvania who shouldn't even really be mayor by law.
B, you're just proving our point.
Exactly.
That's all you're doing right now. Shit. Because regardless of what you said, what the reality is what you just said. And we all know that.
So you're asking... So you're asking youth who live a day to day, second by second, to look 40 years in the future. It's easy for us
That's not what I'm saying. I don't know about anybody else's opinion, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, look right. I'm talking about what's happening right in front of your eyes. Right now, 2 seconds ahead from you, right now, what's happening.
Now.
I'm talking about right now. I'm not even talking about looking 40 years in the future, talking about some shit, wife and kids and fucking property and shit. I'm talking about right now, in front of your face.
Right now affects you.
This is a banana peel right here. As soon as you step on this block and decide to sell drugs, that's a banana peel.
Okay, B, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to start calling Negroes right on the carpet.
Damn.
I'm sorry. When you're young, you do stupid shit.
Yes, you're right.
Wait a minute. First, swerving. Stupid shit. Okay? Yeah. In a rented Maxima with open containers in the DC tunnel doing 120.
Yes, we were.
Okay? I'm just saying, that was dumb. We were in our early 20s wilding.
How many times did we do that after that?
I'm not saying it was an everyday occurrence, but I'm just saying, but we did it.
We did do it. But again, I didn't feel like, oh, I did it and I got away with it. I'm going to do it again. I was like, yo, B, that shit was crazy as fuck. I should have never been doing that. You know what I'm saying? Both our lives were at risk.
Oh, okay. Kurt G.
Okay, call me to the car.
Kurt G. Okay, coming back from Lancaster, late night, our boy falling asleep at the wheel. Kurt G commandeering the fucking whip. Get the fuck out of the car! Get the fuck out of the car! Blowing down Route 30. No license, no nothing.
Yes.
Just some commandeering a nigga's whip.
Yes.
Okay.
We took this nigga's whip because we were all drunk. Every one of us was fucked up.
We was. I'm just saying.
But this nigga was fucked up to the point that he was falling asleep and swerving and did not want to give up the keys to his shit. And he was about to get fucked up. His whip taken is sitting on the side of the street.
Him and Don Juan, them niggas commandeered that nigga.
Shit. I'm driving. I ain't got no license at the time.
You know, but I'm just saying. So the point I'm saying is that these type of things, could you imagine?
If we had got caught, all of us would have been drunk driving. Right. I would have got caught for drunk driving, went to jail. My mom would have went fucking nuts.
But I'm saying, but that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is that you are a mid-30s man who paid for the crime, who did that, and is still under the thumb of the justice system.
Yeah, that part's fucked up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
For sure.
And I agree with you 100 that's fucked up. And when we talked about it at the time, I said it's fucked up. But I also said, nigga, if they tell you, the judge told you, if you can't fart crossing the street, then nigga, hold your ass cheeks till you get across the street and then fart. Because you know your ass is going to go to jail, nigga.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that. But that's the thumb that he was under. Wah. And no matter how fucked up it is, and we know it's fucked up, that he shouldn't be there.
Wah.
But I'm saying that's the position that he put himself in, and that's the position that the justice system has him in.
And good for this documentary or film.
Putting light on it. And hopefully it can change some shit. And it can make things a little bit better.
Exactly.
All right.
So it's a good thing at the end of the day.
Exactly, B.
All right.
It is a very, very good thing at the end of the day.
All right. Okay.
He's still over here poking two bears and shit.
This nigga tried to get at both of us and shit. Talk about bringing up past shit. I'm glad the statute of limitations is over, nigga.
He was just looking for something to get out on both of us since he had that street fight back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga back out there wilding and shit.
So let's go ahead and do it, yo. Are you ready? World famous Kirk G's album of the week.
All right, this week we got, speaking of Buffalo, we got Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I Met.
Well,
that's Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I Met.
On it before they went commercial.
I'm about to pause this right now.
And
you
okay.
know you don't hear me say that.
Nah, B.
I'm going to tell you right now, them niggas better not go commercial.
I tell you
other
what.
Other than the fact that they shit might get played on the radio,
tell you
they
what.
Better not go fucking commercial.
I tell you what. If I see any of them three niggas anywhere near trap beats, yo.
Anybody,
I tell
any
you what,
real nigga on they shit, I'm saying, what the fuck is this?
I'm going to tell you, people, I'm like Vito Corleone. I'm going to blame some of the people in this room. I don't know if it's going to be Eminem. I don't know if it's going to be Jay, but somebody's going to get blamed. And for that, I cannot forgive.
And that's going to tarnish the Griselda name for a long time.
Yes, they can't afford to do it. So I'm sorry, but Benny the Butcher.
The Plugs I've Met.
Okay.
Yes, that's Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I've Met. Then we got Novelist and Def D, Metal Face Hokage. That's Novelist and Def D, Metal Face Hokage. And then the instrumental joint is Buddha Monk Moving Scent. That's Buddha Monk Moving Scent.
All right, that's what's good, yo.
Niggas got these feelings real quick.
B, you got personal real quick, nigga. I know I talked some shit earlier about not wanting to hear everybody over that shit, but there were a few niggas that you can listen to over that shit because them niggas rhyme very, very well.
So, no doubt about that. Yo, I was going to say something, but now over 50, you know how it goes. The shit just disappeared. So,
yeah. We'll talk about it after the show.
Short term.
Yeah, no doubt, right? So, I guess we'll...
Green thumb.
Man, we didn't tell your business, nigga. We did smoke plenty of weed underage, nigga.
Maybe. We're already at the end of the show, so good night. God bless.
Peace.
One.
Power retribution, ask it. It's a new day, but my demons found me yet again. Let me go free, I begged of them. But apparently my debt has yet to be paid. Don't got water with these lemons, how the fuck I'm making lemonade? The bright side evades me so frequently. Words go unsaid, silver liners left me on red. See, in my younger days I found nostalgia in my former vessel. Now I lost touch, so I'm left guessing. The instrumental gods, so much death before my eyes that I never get surprised. Forced to sever ties, dancing with the devil in disguise. Open portals, you could let them in. Look in the mirror, see my evil twin as the ceiling fan spins. Get rid of the allergens for my lungs cave in. Asthmatic without buterol. I'll do an exercise and trust only if it's you who falls. The music calls even when my mode is airplane. I dry, I cry, cause I can't stand the rain.
I done forgot your face and your name. So pardon me as I spontaneously combust into flames. If I act suicidal, will I be cool enough to ride with y'all, or should I take a bus? See, if I ain't already living dangerous, then I guess there is a plan for us. And unlike my country, I ain't drop a bomb yet. I don't need the suicide, you already killed me with the nonsense. Likes and comments, hate the concept. So I throw up in the bin from too much gin as the ceiling fan spins. The ceiling fan spins.
What is the soul?
The soul is that part of you that existed before you were born and that will exist after you die.
Memories hinder my ability to grow. Thoughts crossed, I'm lost. Momentum starts to slow when I'm stagnant. Stuck in place, I panic, can't manage. Anxiety rises to levels folks can't imagine. And I'm crashing into nothingness. I got nothing left except this tightness in my chest. Unable to rest, sleepless nights in the depths of depression. Fighting the ghost of future failures. Whiskey is my weapon. Only focused on my deficits and fables of defeat. I blew so many chances, can't be any left for me. And if I find success, I'm worried if it'll last. Do I have the stamina? Am I up to the task? Shit, I'm even questioning if I deserve to win. This darkness seems vast, but I feel it pressing in. This reflection ain't familiar, this character ain't mine. My mind has turned to mazes, this confusion is contagion. It's bled all over the places where my path was sure. Where hope was tucked in corners, it ain't there no more. Steps ain't clear no more, and the floor is rising fast. And the floor is rising fast. Beautiful, flawed, righteous, blind. As I wrote these lines, I started to realize that this is the condition of my soul. And it's alright. This is just the condition of my soul. And it's alright. Beautiful, flawed, righteous, blind. As I wrote these lines, I started to realize that this is the condition of my soul. And it's alright. This is just the condition of my soul. And it's alright. We are saviors and liberators, wandering in a labyrinth of boarded up dreams. Our wings clip and feet dip deep into the concrete of this kingdom of clones, infinite limitless beings still trying to find home. Pathways we roam for rented glimpses of freedom, looking for lights and signs of some deity to lead us. Receivers out of tune, can't bloom without the sun. Let tradition switch positions and realign with the one. We all young and dumb on the timeline of forever, guessing at the answers. I'm trying to find the questions, that's progression. The lesson, the lessons, the last blow. The more you think you do, the less you really know. So never underestimate the power of your essence. Recognize the blessing in every breath and be present in it now. Stop stressing over how and when you'll get it. Just take care of your spirit and listen, listen. Beautiful, flawed, righteous, blind. As I wrote these lines, I started to realize that this is the condition of my soul. And it's alright. This is just the condition of my soul. And it's alright. Beautiful, flawed, righteous, blind. As I wrote these lines, I started to realize that this is the condition of my soul. And it's alright. This is just the condition of my soul. And it's alright.
Si eres hombre, ven a verme y háblame. Si eres hombre, ven a verme y háblame.
Speak words superbly, you heard me.
You know, I'm guilty of being sensitive. I'm not apologizing for these sentences.
The fake love got me exhausted. And at this point, I see sucker shit too often. Yeah, I hear you niggas talking. Mad cause I'm jaywalking. While niggas wait at a light to tell you it's safe to cross. And I'm my own boss, stay offended by my posture. In the home lab with the fettuccine pasta. Trying not to focus on it, pour a glass of vodka. Bars only, how appropriate. I'm trying to make ends meet, y'all for the trophy shit. The hokey pokey shit. Want me to move it all around. But really moving all around looks like shows out of town. Friday nights they wanna get down to do the brown. Meanwhile, I'm at the crib polishing my crown. Yeah, head on a swivel, like how the ex-cons do it. Using this teaching thing as a conduit. After the cha-ching, like my mom's Jewish. They use my words to preserve the dead and embalming fluid. Just do it, so where the checks? Oh, you know it all, execs. I'm out in Prague to check. 60,000 next, back in LA in 12 hours. Sights went to Montclair from Eddie Bauer. Trying to tattoo my passport like Corey Henry. Want a dozen in my squad to keep it funky for the memories. Every move is apostolic, cause they adhering to a goddess. They say ladies is only known for getting brolic. They say we difficult. Nah, we just see your intentions as diabolic. Disregard my talent for the physical. I can call it, you're typical, but still make my stomach turn. You're straight colic.
Amen. Si eres hombre, ven a verme.
Y'all niggas is goofy, llámame. Though. Niggas be gossiping more than bitches do. Rap dudes is crybabies on the low. Bungee jumping to conclusions, then bounce back on another man's dick. But the me was talking mad shit. Guess it's courtesy of the ropes. They say I'm feisty because I hold heads accountable. Cowardly moves, man, I never been compatible. Keeping real ones around seems insurmountable. Common courtesy of folks, it seems radical. Cut from the fabric, we're keeping your word as a habit. Niggas got me tripping, like my room is padded. Watching OGs jumping on bandwagons, whole ass out, whether or not they got their pants sagging. What I utter is too clean, rubber pristine hygiene. On my soapbox, washing rap scenes since 15. Now I'm jaded by the smoke screens, these gimmicky machines. Same small talk routine, still no team. Y'all all can save the fuck shit for the latrines, All the subs and the lines in between. My gut ain't never lied to me, nah, I mean. Never.
is hyped up. The queen is hyped up. The queen is hyped up.
Hey, imagine
the queen is hyped up.
People been trying to get fierce on me. I think it's time I tell them about themselves.
No, just give it to them safari style.
Well, it's the L-A, the T-I, the F-A-H-U-C-Y, the Q-E-E-E, and is the reason I must be myself. What else? Well, fame hasn't got me. Souped up, selling out, sloppy or poppy. There's so much to live for, therefore, here's more from a woman. All women, keep your rumors to yourself. The overblown, homegrown, non-known fools who never shown proof, let alone own. A lot the props or a hip-hop pop chart notch. On your clock, this is my spot. Now, who got the mots? I do. Why you little played out at you? I'm allergic to whack crews. The lava, tea, the fud, the queen is up. Growing star that you never seen before. How dare those who talk, we can't have them. Some make me wanna go out with the bat and the magnum. But a wise, civilized, and growing higher. Judgments from the queen, punishment is the fire. I'm here to make these fools out of liars. You must learn to step and respect the sire. Fix the fire. Latifah's had it up to hear the frauds are feeling fear. The sound is playing like a Q-tip digging in your ear. Mama Zulu stands for positivity, knowledge, and grace. I never run my beast of them, I take it to your face. Open wide, you're hoping I instead of stop or maybe choke. Cause it's very hard to be while Allah has got you in a yoke. I caught your thought, I cut it short and no one's ever getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Give it to a queen.
Entertainers are commercially a pain to my mind and my behind trying to disdain her. Bumping me off because the queen has now reached a certain plateau. All I do is boo and say it's that so. Talk is cheap and if talk got any cheaper, huh? They be selling Nike tongues instead of sneakers. K, Sarah, Sarah, blase, blah, etc. This is a scene from the queen, la, la. Lovely and lyrically loose but ladylike. I'm too slick to slip or get tripped by the shady type. Chump shot talk and still wonder how loose I got. When I'm in town I give the roosters boost the shots. Brace, brace, face, face, never, never waste. Waste your mind on a rhyme that'll get thrown in your front and face. I caught your thought, I cut it short and no one's ever getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Give it to a queen.
I say lay low and have a cold one. Cause the whipping I'm dishing is an old one. I threw some soul into my morning bowl and I rolled. I took your gold and stopped your single cause it never ever sold. Matter of fact, it never even got the time to sprout. So you could never give me body open in my house. The flavor unit is doing it back again this year. How many flavors of the flavor can you love to hear? Feather frost of my holocaust, I'm staring at ya. Put in a bid on who will fall, I'm sure to match ya. Snatch your stature, your broken looks more like a fracture. Catch that rapper, Latifah will be back to crash ya. Go by a heart, cause from the start I told you no one's getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Give it to a queen.